Alright, welcome to the press members. Hope you guys are doing fine. Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast for Monday the 23rd of May in unbelievable and strange times indeed. As we move forward into 2022, I hope you guys are doing fine wherever you may be and you're enjoying the podcast and the website. And as always, thank you so much for your support. It's just so critical to keep this going. I can't continue in this fashion without some members, and you guys, the members, make you drive me forward here to continue, and you guys are awesome, and it's great to see the website up and running. So thank you so much, you guys. You're just the best. Thanks for shouting me that cup of coffee or glass of beer a month, and unbelievable. So I just plug in tonight to continue forward and covering whatever's in front of me, and there's no order to it. There's just so much coming through all the time that I get, you know, and lots of links going up all over the place. I may not get to everything, you know, but just keep shooting them through, and everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com, and jump in the members area if you're a member too. It's great. There's a great chat room there if you don't want to be on social media as well. And we're over on Telegram. There's a good chat group going on over there as well, and that's probably the main one. I am on other ones, but I don't really use them too much, to be honest. I mean, Brighton Social really doesn't work at all. but the video platform's good, but I might get rid of the chat one. I just don't use it. So I don't understand why I've kept it up there. Yes. We move forward here into 2022, and always lots to cover, and great to be on deck with the members tonight. It's a spiritual warfare, isn't it? We're in a spiritual war. The Matrix was on last night around 9:30. I started watching a bit. Whenever it's on, I can't help it. It is an amazing movie, just in some of the information that's put in there, you know. But we are in a spiritual war. Humanity is in a spiritual war. It's the light and the dark, the good and the bad, you know. It does baffle me, and it's unbelievable to see so many evil people on the television screens and in your government and, you know, in the media and everywhere. They're just so ghastly and so evil. It's like they're giving up their souls and they don't care, you know. It's just such an insidious and weird system around, you know. It's like there's all these people plotting for the end of the world, and there's all these people that seem to live like we do, you know. And just because they're in the media, it doesn't mean they don't go home every night and put their pajamas on and watch TV and have dinner and have families and stuff like that. And it baffles me, you know. It's like, how can you be so evil? How can you just go to these news networks or write that stuff every day and just switch off and think that that's normal? But they do. It's like they've done some kind of deal with some entity and they don't care anymore. I don't know. They're just very strange. The whole system around, you know, it's of these brainwashed, very strange individuals that seem to be working overtime for the New World Order system to bring all of us down and humanity down, and bring us into this new transhuman state, and they can't get enough of it. It's just weird. Why would you be like that if you were really human? I just don't get them. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm living in some kind of demented cartoon, you know, possibly, like a, you know, some kind of demented cartoon. It's just very strange times. There seems to be so few of us who are actually at least awake and having this kind of conversation. It's just, it's really weird, you know? It's really weird. Everyone else seems to be under some kind of mind control or some kind of spell, and it's strange times to be alive. It worries you when you got kids and things like that. It's just, boy. I just want to go back. I would gladly go back to the 80s or the 70s, something like that, you know. The future kind of sucks in a way. Anyway, let's just cover whatever tonight, you know. This was a good article. A lot of people would already know this. It's just interesting to cover. Where was it from? From InfinityExplorers.com, looking at the pineal gland, the biggest secret of human biology, spiritual awakening, and supernatural abilities. The pineal gland, some call it the third eye, others say the eye of Horus, is also known as the inner eye. It is known that this small protuberance within the base of our brain possesses the ability to give us extraordinary or extraordinary sensory abilities, and such as intuition and dimensional or spiritual connection to all. Although science does not yet have a very clear and definite position, they don't know anything, but they think they know everything. They think the science is settled on everything because they say so, but they don't know anything. And what do I always say? They always say that our DNA is pretty much mostly garbage. It's unbelievable. Now they're injecting this technology into people. Why are these things in us if it's just garbage, you know what I mean? We know that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland over time, don't we? So you look at why they're adding it in such extremes into the water too. So they don't know anything, and they don't have any position on it because they don't know shit. They just call it a mysterious gland. And it's been known since ancient times that the gland has a close connection with the body, soul, and spirit. But we don't have a soul or a spirit or anything, do we? It's just, you just appear here on planet Earth, and then you just live, you get poisoned off, and you die, and you get shoveled into a hole in the ground, and that's it, right? But from whom or who will weave that wisdom? Why are we hiding the truth? If you have some information about the Illuminati, you can automatically recognize the Eye of Horus. And, on the dollar bill, the American dollar bill, this pyramid and eye and all this stuff, it's all through all the symbology that exists today in tickets and movies and television and monuments and music, especially monuments. A lot in the Masonic, Freemason area there. The curious thing is that this symbol was represented thousands of years ago by the ancient Egyptians in their paintings. So, was it the greatest teaching that was left by us? Some people say by aliens, we don't know. Evidence that there was a link between the ancient Egyptian civilization and an advanced alien race. And there is evidence that the Egyptians came to Australia to learn language of some type, so Australian Aboriginals, you know. People talk about the Egyptian civilization, but it looks like the Australian Aboriginal civilizations were far, far older and far, far more connected with all of this. And, you know, this consciousness and spirituality and dream time and everything, it goes way back, but it's, you know, advanced alien races. Stephen Strong and Evan Strong talk about this a lot in to do with Australia. and you can't really deny it. So it's known that the Egyptians were helped by some higher beings. Look at Easter Island, Rapa Nui in Chile. Look at Peru and Bolivia and some of these places, these structures. I've been to Easter Island, by the way. We went for 2 weeks. It was unbelievable. Incredible. It was the most amazing trip of my life. Really strange energy in that place. We actually went to some of these statues, and there was one place in particular where I felt like there was this ton of bricks on my shoulders, and I was talking to one of the native park guides, and he explained it all to me about the energy there. But it was just crazy, seeing these extinct volcano craters and these bizarre kind of Maori looking structures, some of them with the pointy ears and the pointy nose, and all of them with their heads looking up at the stars. Just amazing to be looking at that and being there. It was an incredible experience to see that, you know, one of those lifetime experiences that we had that was an amazing thing to do. And it was just such a strange place to be. You could almost, it was a very sleepy place. You felt tired a lot there. So that the, and we know about the technology of some of these structures, that you still can't do this kind of thing today with what they did with these structures. It's just unbelievable what was done, the mastery, the techniques of it all. You can't do it today. So could the knowledge about the pineal gland have been inherited from the teaching of communication with other civilizations? The wisdom that currently exists is not very widespread, but says that this gland has the capacity to be stimulated and refined, to receive multidimensional information, and to be able to establish contact with other planes of reality, the development of a new sense, as well as the view, touch, taste, etc. Could this explain the psychic abilities of some people? Which I think we all have. We're just being, we're forgotten. They're making us forget who we really are. But this, yeah, multidimensional information that they bring up here is interesting. As I've said, it's not spaceships and aliens and Star Wars and all of this propaganda from Hollywood. It's multidimensional. So planes all around us. And this is also to do with the human death experience and afterlife experience, although those planes or multidimensional levels could be sort of like universes, if you will. They tend to be obviously much, much different than others, you know. But we do talk about that. These entities, there's obviously there's good and there's bad, right? And it it looks like our politicians and world leaders are in contact with some kind of dark entity that they conjured up, or something's gone on there or wrong there, but something's there. It's not the kind of entities you want to be dealing with, you know. So to activate the pineal gland and third eye, experts say that activating our pineal gland will bring us huge benefits. And I've heard about this as well, and a lot of people do this. Can open us up to a whole world of new possibilities. This is what plants like ayahuasca and stuff can do to people. And also near-death experiences, NDEs. People have near-death experiences and they have contact with this kind of otherworldly thing, and they come back and their entire lives are changed. Everything's because everything they witnessed on the other side is just so, the perception is so much more heightened. The reality is unbelievable. Or not the reality, but the, you know, that NDE experience for people is, you know, it's a whole nother level of consciousness. Really just look at having these heightened experiences or almost astral travel experiences when you're dreaming. Some people fly in their dreams. Some people do all sorts of things. I've had dreams where I've actually walked out, I've got up out of my body and walked around the house at night, you know. I don't have them a lot. Some people do these, but this is what shamans and medicine men, and that's what these tinctures and barks and herbs in nature and mushrooms and ayahuasca and stuff are for. You know, they can use this to astral travel, to leave their bodies. But this is, of course, what happens when you have a near-death experience, possibly in a hospital, where you actually, people could die for a certain amount of time and they can actually leave their body and look down on themselves. Those who have gone through this experience assert that when we activate our pineal gland, we are aware that we are energy living a human experience. Isn't that that's interesting? We know this, but your energy actually having a human experience. And as I said before, if you're asleep at night and in this deep sleep, and you're able to actually leave your body, and you're actually to go off in these dreams, then that tells you that you're actually energy. Your body's there sleeping. If someone has a near-death experience, that energy leaves the body. It's conscious that it's left the body, and it's conscious that the body is still below it, for example. But then if it's not time to move on and that body is revived, the energy goes back into the body and it comes alive again. So this is incredible. Incredible. I mean, it's the strangest trip of all, isn't it? And we forget about this too much with the distractions of our modern world. But we are energy having a human experience in a physical body. And we are made in the image and likeness of an archetype that contains all perception. That is why we spend our lives seeking that perception in everything we do, for we are only searching for what we already know, what we already know. We're searching for what we already know, or it's, you know, that what's in our intuition. Isn't it amazing that everything's already in there? It's like our whole lives are already mapped out and planned. Some call it fate, but, you know. It is strange that. So we're learning to create with love while we find our way back home. Activation is also accompanied by a feeling of universal communion, a sense of happiness, positivity, joy, and permanent well-being. It keeps the free radicals at bay so that the diseases refer. There have been cases of healing of serious diseases such as cancers. Other benefits include feeling more balanced, leading us to live in the here and now and not worry about time. We're always so focused on time, aren't we? What's the time? We have our alarm clocks. We get up, we have to go to work. You got this time. And if you don't follow time, you can be cast out, spat out of modern society. It just doesn't want you if you don't recognize time. But give me an example of time without using numbers. Look at a tree that could be hundreds of years old. Look at a glacier that could be thousands of years old. Look at the rings of a tree. Look at nature itself, you know. I mean, there is no time. You can't count that so much. It's just there, you know. And I think we worry so much about time and age. You know, it's like if you're over 30 now, you're an old person. You know, it's just absolutely crazy. We're so obsessed with beauty and not getting old and age and all of this. People in society mock the elderly, make fun of people because they're aging. Everybody wants to be young and handsome and all of this, you know. So it's an incredible state of being, isn't it? When it really doesn't matter because we're just energy and that is eternal. That has nothing to do with numbers or age or anything. We're just in a physical vehicle having a life experience to gain knowledge, and then the body cast it off and we move. But people are so grounded in modern society and in our world that they think that their body is them and there's nothing else. So they become very, very, very grounded. And this can happen even after they die, where they become sort of ghosts. They get so grounded, they get stuck almost in between the walls, because they don't want to believe that there's anything else. It's just, I could die one day. We've created such a selfish, egotistical, ego-driven or centric society that's how they got us with the COVID-19 scam. The threat that you could get sick and possibly die. It's just so horrible for people to think that they're willing to do anything to stop that. And that means giving up all their rights, all their freedoms, all their health freedoms, their bodily integrity, their soul. In order for the government to give them something to inject that will protect them from the evil virus. Because they're so scared of death. This is what, women do, not all women, but, you know, celebrities and stuff. They keep getting plastic surgery until it turns them into these ghouls because they're so scared of getting old. And being old is considered so ugly in our society, and we don't look after our elderly. We find it like a terrible thing. And this is the sad state of affairs of modern man, of modern civilizations and society, you know. It really is disgusting and sad, and it's just the way people are. They don't want to be around anyone who's too old. It's like a dirty, bad thing to do. And these people are the most scared. You know, they're so scared of something happening to them that they just crumble. They'll give up everything to protect themselves. As I said with the drowning man, the selfish drowning man. People go out to save the selfish drowning man. He's going to drown everybody to save himself. This applies too to a panicked society. If the lights go out or the electricity goes out or something were to happen and we were cast back to the Dark Ages, and people in general would panic and attack others to survive themselves because they're so scared of death. And this is where the COVID-19 comes in and why they've been so successful with it. In my book, and I've always said it, you know, scare them about a virus and they will give up everything because they're so scared of death. Because the system itself has demonized the death experience through all the movies, you know, and all the content. They've made us scared of it. They make you think that if someone dies, they're going to turn into a demon on the other side and all of this. They've demonized the death experience. So people are petrified of dying. They don't want to, and they'll do anything to keep living. This is why the transhuman agenda could fit a lot of people. Where they could somehow transfer part or some of their consciousness, infused with robotic consciousness or machine learning, into some kind of artificial carrier, where in part they are themselves and they'll forget anyway. And then they can have that eternal life. But you don't have any soul anymore. You're an empty vessel. I'm not giving up my bodily integrity, my blood work, my DNA, my makeup, my God gene, my pineal gland, my consciousness, my connection to my consciousness, my memories, and my experiences that are interwoven in me right now. I'm not giving that up, and I'm not scared of anything. And I'm not scared of some fucking fake virus because it isn't real. And if they want to jab me with that experimental AI technology, then they're going to have to hold me down and force me. But I never wanted it because it's not real. It's fake. Talking here about quantum perception of the world, so we can say that we see things with other eyes. Finally, the development of perception, extrasensory faculties, is also achieved. Now we ask ourselves, how can we activate our pineal gland? What about deja vus, people? How do you explain deja vu? I still have them. It is kind of true as you get sort of middle aged, you know, up towards middle age, they sort of disappear. But some people say then after that they kind of come back. But how the hell do you have a deja vu? How do you have a memory reflect back to you in a moment of your life of something that of an experience you've already done? Like, how can you get to a point in your life and just suddenly be hit and go, I've done this before? You know? And how do you explain that? That's in The Matrix too, when he has the deja vu. But, you know, deja vus, man, I've had strong ones. Strong ones. I'm sure our listeners have as well. Where you've just gone, my goodness me, I've done this before, the exact thing. I either dreamt it. It's almost like our entire lives have already been pre-written and we're living it out. And we already know. Does this imply that we're coming back over and over again until we get something or learn something to be able to achieve that ability to move on in the other realms of consciousness? I don't know. But deja vus are like, whoa, it's full on. It is a full-on thing because they're exact memories in time. You know, like you're doing something and you're like, I've done this before. Exactly the same. I remember this. How's that possible, folks? It would definitely be worth exploring that. Exploring that guided meditation and things like this, these kinds of disciplines and exercises that you can do at home and methods can be very good as well. But look at the world around us. It's so hard to shut off, especially for anybody who watches TV, you know. It's incredible. And what's really sad is to see modern children. They can't even read a book. I've seen them. They can't sit still for a minute and just read a book and be quiet in the corner anymore. They're just going bananas all the time, fidgeting. We've looked after kids and you just can't believe it. And these parents are exhausted and they've got to plan out these entire weekends, for example, with 1,000 different things. And they've got to tell the kids, okay, today we're going to do this, 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 like jumping from a million stones over the top of a stream of water, but you can never get to the end type thing, you know. And they've got to create all these activities. And then these children, they're like little kids, you know, and they just, every activity, they want it, 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 they want it now. And they get it, and then they're bored of it. You know? And then they want the next one. And they will drive you insane until they get it done and then it's done. And this is the short attention span. If you have a look at Disney movies and these channels and cable channels and Netflix and everything, you just watch these cartoons. They are just rapid fire. Couple of minutes, boom, like a machine gun, you know, of cartoons now. I have no idea what any of them mean. But I do notice with non-TV children, my child, I'm just saying, my little one has never watched TV. We don't allow it. And she's six. I think last Christmas we watched a Frosty the Snowman, you know, the old ones from the old days. Maybe watched one of them, but she doesn't watch any TV, nothing. It's just not in her life. And she just loves books. You can sit there all night and read books and she's transfixed. And then some of the little ones come around and you can straight away, you can tell they watch a lot of TV because they're just, their attention span is like a rubber band. It just snaps back so fast over and over and over again. Then, you know, they drive their parents crazy, folks. Just rushing. These little bodies, these little kids rushing through these days, you know. Our parents have got to have 101 sporting activities and things for them. They can't just sit down and master one thing. The parents are wasting their money on jiu-jitsu and so many classes that they're never going to take up. You know, we do have a lot of art in my family. I loved art and drawing. I was very good at it when I was young, and then I kind of forgot, which was crazy. My dad's into art as well, and my mother's sister, who committed suicide a long time ago, she was into art as well, a great artist. I've got some pictures right above me now. Really amazing stuff. And my grandfather was, and I am on my mother's side, and my little girl, she's on my side a lot, quite a lot more. And she's just doing this artwork. It's just crazy what she's drawing. She's never taken a class or anything. It's really amazing. And so that's something that I really want to encourage. She just loves it. And when I try to do homeschooling with the curriculum, she's just always drawing, and she can't stop drawing, you know. I know I was really into drawing when I went to high school, but they beat it out of me, and they made me get angry, you know. And I don't want that. I want to put her somewhere as well where that can be encouraged and something that they love to do. But I don't want to put her in a million and one class where she's never going to get an egg out of. You know, parents have no choice now because these kids are just all over the place. You know, it really must be so exhausting for them. They can't play by themselves for 5 minutes. They're just going bananas, you know. It's really, really crazy. And a lot of adults, I've noticed it as well. Most adults, they cannot just sit still and be quiet and without constantly whipping out that phone. You know, I was always talking about that. If most adults get a piece of time in their day to themselves, instead of maybe having a soothing cup of tea and just sitting somewhere or going for a walk on the beach, I know a lot of people do, or just go somewhere and just sit in the sunshine and just have that time out. I love doing that. I know our listeners would too as well, but most people have got that phone out every second that they have spare. The phone. This is worse than what I said with the kids and the TV and the Netflix. And then the amount of time that people are spending on the phone, you add that up over a lifetime, it would be horrifying. Horrifying. This is a good PDF. From a couple of, 2021, by Timothy Spearman, vaccines devised to delete the God gene. And I like some of these PDFs. I think they're really interesting to save and talk about. They're big ones, you know, obviously. A lot of people don't have them or might not be aware of them, and I always put them in folders. This one talks about who are the members of the American branch of the Satanic Cable perpetrating this series of heinous crimes against humanity known as Operation COVID-19 and COVID-1984. here is a very modest list, and it by no means comes close to naming all those involved, no way, but it names enough of the key players. Indeed. And here's a who's who of who. It's like Dr. Seuss is aiding and abetting the who's. Military, pharmaceutical, industrial complex in the United States. William Henry Gates III, George Soros, Henry Kissinger, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Lindsey Graham, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, a lot of Jews there, Tom Cotton, Diane Feinstein, Maxine Waters, Eric Swalwell, James Comey, Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, he's dead, isn't he? Anthony Fauci, Deborah Birx, Robert Redfield, Gavin Newsom, Andrew Cuomo, Elon Musk, Eric Schmidt, Tim Cook, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, Sundar Pichai, Satya Nadella, Jeff Zucker, Wolf Blitzer, Anderson Cooper, Jim Acosta, Chuck Todd, Jake Tapper, Chris Cuomo, Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon, Andrea Mitchell, Brian Stelter, Allison Camerota, Aaron Burnett. Have you noticed how Funvax was the meme they sent out, considering it all good fun to extinguish a victim's religious nature and inborn yearning for spiritual truth? It is of paramount importance for us to discern the intricacies of the Funvax delivery system, and they did that in Australia, the exact same thing. They made it like fun to get your jab, remember the campaign? It represents the culmination of many decades of clandestine biowarfare waged against humankind. However, it is the coronavirus itself that has served as the catalyst for exposing this plot. The Funvax bioweapon system is used as at least four different modalities. The perpetrators are using chemtrails to spray flu viruses or aerosol vaccines, administering adult flu shot programs and childhood vaccine schedules. I think it's absolutely possible that they could be using something as an aerosol to put into the atmosphere, or something that would diminish our body's ability to fight infections and things like this, or be healthy. I don't think they're going to spray flu viruses, because there isn't any viruses to spray. So, but putting something in the air or the water or around us to make us sick, I guess, in some way. Definitely flu shot programs and childhood immunization schedules has been weakening the human race through many, many decades, releasing several the childhood vaccination schedules are still going on, and we forget that. With the COVID 19 psyop, we forget that our kids are still being born and still getting those injections for absolutely no reason, because there's no diseases or viruses to vaccinate against. So why is this program continuing? And most parents have no fucking clue. It's like, if most parents could understand that there's no viruses and no diseases in the way that they're telling us, then why are you vaccinating your kids? You know, it's crazy, isn't it? This talks about attacking assisted living and nursing home, people in nursing homes and everything, and jabbing them. Intensive rollout of 5G. And electromagnetic frequencies, microwave transmissions, and other vaccination programs. Hence, we are all bearing witness to a global crime of unprecedented proportions. This ongoing series of attacks is part of the international criminal conspiracy known as Operation COVID-19 to basically implement the New World Order system. Perhaps the single best way to terminate this truly Luciferian conspiracy is to expose it and disclose it as fast as possible and to as many people as we can to waken them up. And unfortunately in Australia, we're not ready yet, and we have a terrible system in play now with our government. But I do think that as things get so bad over the next few years here, people have no other choice but to stand up with us and fight. But we're going to have to wait a while, folks. And in that time, we're going to have to navigate the system and continue to survive as best we can. Because the people don't understand the nature of the true enemy yet. But they will, because it's going to become unbearable. They are planning desperately to vaccinate pretty much the 7.8 billion inhabitants of Earth by the time their operation is over. What's that, around 2025, I think? That's why they're using so many stealth techniques and covert technologies to deliver these jabs, as they don't want a single human being alive with their God gene intact. Amazingly, the advent of the Funvax was prophesied over 100 years ago by one of the great prophets of the modern age, earth scientist and philosopher Rudolf Steiner. Steiner warned of a diabolical plot to vaccinate all of humanity, and his predictions are frighteningly similar to the following prophecy by Steiner on the bid to inoculate humanity against the God gene. Rudolf Steiner wrote the words below as a prophecy seemingly related to current events. In the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth, so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. To materialistic doctors, will be entrusted with the task of removing the soul of humanity. As today, people are vaccinated against this disease or that disease, so in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to being subjected to the madness of spiritual life. We would be extremely smart, but he would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscience. And that is the true goal of some materialistic circles. With such a vaccine, you can easily make the etheric body lose in the physical body. Loose in the physical body. Once the etheric body is detached, the relationship between the universe and the etheric body would become extremely unstable, and man would become an automaton for physical body of man must be polished on this earth by spiritual will. So the vaccine becomes a kind of Arimanic force, and man can no longer get rid of given materialistic feeling. He becomes materialistic of constitution and can no longer rise to the spiritual. So comparing Rudolf Steiner's vision of a society spiritually lobotomized by vaccines, what a French energetic healer had to say on the subject after treating someone vaccinated by the COVID-19 jab is frightening. I held a session with a person who had received the first and second dose of the vax. I had already treated this person energetically, but I did not know that she had taken the vax. When I started the treatment, I immediately noticed the change. Very heavy energy coming from their subtle bodies. The scariest thing was when I worked on the heart chakra, I connected with her soul, so she was detached from the physical body. She had no contact, and it was as if she was floating in a state of total confusion. Damage of the consciousness that loses contact with the physical part. So with our biological machine, there is no more communication between them. During the treatment, this soul told me that it no longer felt the body and had the impression of floating in a deep malaise. The energy I was working with, the energy of their energy field was very heavy, and you could feel these substances that are very stressful for the subtle bodies. I continued the treatment by sending light to the heart chakra, the soul of the person, but it seemed that the soul could not receive any more light, frequency or energy. It was a very powerful experience for me. Then I understood that this substance is in fact used to detach the consciousness, so that this consciousness can no longer interact through this body that it has in life, where there is no more contact, no more frequency, no more light, no more energetic balance or spirit. Then I started to cry for that soul because it was something that touched me very deeply, a very powerful experience. I didn't say anything to the person because I didn't know how to say it and if they would have understood. I realized that it is not only polluting the subtle bodies or the physical body, but it is something to do with our soul. The purpose is to damage and try to destroy the contact with consciousness. What Steiner said is exactly that. It is not just about damaging the immune system. The practitioner treating the subject had a second session with them not long after. In their professional opinion as a spiritual practitioner, deterioration of a highly disturbing nature had set in, which they describe in the following account. There has been another change and again a deterioration, both in the severity and in the energy that their energy field transmits. But most importantly, there has been a very significant decrease in frequency. At the moment, he is not showing any physical symptoms on the physical body. As for the situation manifesting on the energetic level, and especially the soul, it has been confirmed that the soul has been expelled from the physical body. It is still bound by the so-called cord, but it confirms that it no longer interacts with the physical, emotional, and mental body. There is no longer any kind of communication going on. The soul is no longer able to manage these three bodies to continue its process of incarnation and evolution, precisely because this contact has been broken. I was having a discussion with a friend about this the other day, about people around me and that they know and I know that have had these inoculations, had one, two, especially two, and getting boosters, that they seem dead. They seem like the walking dead to me now. They've lost that colour in their face, that aura around them that we can perceive. When you come in, you know, when someone is, as we say, full of life and energy and beings, someone can light up a room. Someone like a family member or a zany aunt or an uncle or someone, you know, you have that family experience and someone that you know can come in and just light up the whole room. The kids love them. Everyone love them. You feel great around them. They're just full of energy. We all know someone like this in our lifetimes and our whole lives. We remember them even after they're gone. This person that filled the room with color. And I don't get that anymore. There's just something missing with these people who have had these vaccines. Some of them are still okay, but I mean many months after, or, you know, going on here in time, there's something being stolen from these people. They look a lot older. They've kind of got these strange complexions, a strange look in their eyes. I got a strange feeling around them that something is really severely missing here, folks. And I'm seeing it a lot. They don't seem healthy. It seems like they're the walking dead. It's like they're already dead, but they're still walking around and they don't know it. It's really crazy. And that, what I just read out, kind of makes sense to me in my gut, in my instinct, in my feelings. It's really weird. And I keep saying this and I can't prove it. I just keep saying that. I think that this injections go far, far deeper than we can ever, ever imagine. And we get so caught up in the reactions people are having to the COVID-19 injections and what's going on with people that we forget about this. I've always said on this podcast that I don't believe the consciousness or the human soul, to make it easy, exists inside our bodies. I believe it's like an umbilical cord, a connection. There's a connector there. It's to do with the heart, and that's why I said that everyone's having the heart attacks and these jabs seem to be attacking people's heart centers. This is where we have our feelings through our hearts and our love. When you love someone, it resonates in your heart center. This is where they're getting people. These technology and these jabs is getting people in the heart, and it's giving them heart attacks and issues and myocarditis and heart inflammation. But I believe that our consciousness is just around us. And I believe that that really has something to do with an aura that people can see. People's auras can go meters and meters out from where they're standing. The organite and these kinds of products protect that. And this is what we spoke about with Hope and Tivon, about the injections, how Tivon was talking about the spaces around and the spaces in between. The technology in these inoculations seem to be attacking or moving into the spaces around us that we can perceive things. You know, that energy around us, you know, like, as I said, that kind of aura around people. It's not just the physical body that's being assaulted and raped by this technology and acting out and getting sores and heart attacks and all this stuff that we're seeing. There's an energy around people that is being taken away here. That we can see, that I can see. I knew people before they got the jabs. I've known people for years, for example, and they're completely changed. It's the same person interacting with me after a few of these jabs, but the person themselves, they're missing something, a key. There's something gone there. It's an energy thing, folks. It's missing, I'm telling you. It's just, there's no color in the cheeks, there's no brilliance in the eyes. When I talk to them, it's like I'm talking to a ghost. And I see them stumbling around, getting coffees and stuff now, and I'm like, holy jeepers creepers, this is so strange. I can't feel the interaction, and I don't feel any need to interact with them anymore. It's like they're not even there. It's like a ghost ship. Of the New World Order. Just sending an email there, folks, sorry. You know what I mean? And this is the aspects or levels of these inoculations that not a lot of people are talking about. That's all. We're so swept up in the violence and the damage, which is incredibly important as well to try and warn people. I understand that. And we're being swept out to sea with all of this damage. But it's the spaces in between that we're not noticing. And that's a real deep concern to me. Where are we here? So this occurs with a story that emerged from AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine trials. AstraZeneca revealed details of its large coronavirus vaccine trials, the third in a wave of rare disclosures by drug companies, under pressure to be more transparent about how they are testing products meant for human use. The release comes after a second vaccine test volunteer developed neurological problems. According to sources who claim to be familiar with the vaccine trials, the second volunteer suddenly announced after receiving his shot, "They've killed God. I can't feel God anymore. My soul is dead." According to a spiritual teacher named Sandra Davis, who goes by the title The Mother, the longest an individual can survive once the soul leaves the body is a maximum of 2 months. There are various reasons for why a person's soul might choose to leave the subject's body. One of these being that the actions of the person somehow seem so morally reprehensible and repugnant that the soul can no longer countenance being in the person's body, and so it takes flight. Obviously, in the case of the vaccine recipient, the soul is being quarantined so that it cannot communicate with the physical, emotional, or mental body of the subject. If the situation persists, the soul has no resource but to abandon the body. Interesting. So the global vaccination program is one of the most advanced spiritual warfare programs ever envisioned in the war against humanity. From a more scientific perspective, corrupt elements within our governments, along with government agencies controlled by the deep state, are using vaccines as a supreme weapon of spiritual and psychological warfare, targeting individuals and populations who express the God gene, also known as the vesicular mono-amen transporter 2, which is the VMAT2. This gene, as detailed by geneticist Dean Hamer in his book The God Gene, How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes, is what causes humans to have proclivities for spiritual or mystic experiences. An eloquent spiritual explanation of this can be found in a short podcast called Divine Image Destroyed, which details how mRNA vaccines are designed to subvert the divine genetic code within mankind. Here is what the author of the podcast has to say about the series of divinely revealed messages she received about the COVID-19 vaccine. So this message is called Divine Image Destroyed. The Holy Spirit has been speaking much to me about the forceful drive being perpetrated worldwide to introduce a purported medicine via a needle into every human on this planet. I have received a number of dreams giving revelation and understanding, and I feel I have to share these things in a series of posts. He started by showing me the whole scenario from God's point of view as he watches his beautiful creation being sabotaged. The visual picture that the Holy Spirit used was a wonderfully crafted palace surrounded by a high wall. This amazing edifice was guarded day and night from intruders, and only the king and his carefully vetted attendants serving him were allowed access. Then one day a very destructive device was smuggled into the palace using a trusted page boy, and the king was unaware that right within the throne room, the enemy had positioned one of his henchmen. We can see the same scenario in the positioning of Haman right next to the king Xerxes, oblivious to the danger. Xerxes handed Haman his signet ring and gave him permission to sing out the death decree. And you can read about that in Esther 3.8. The human cell nucleus is that walled palace. The human cell is created with the nucleus wall to protect the scroll of DNA within its nucleus. Just like a wall is built around a palace to protect the rule of a nation. These very important unique documents, our books or DNA scrolls, are guarded from marauders. Nothing is allowed to breach that wall, and only trusted messengers are allowed to enter or leave that hallowed space. From within the nucleus, orders are issued by the DNA and carried by the messenger RNA through the nucleus wall to the Golgi apparatus, which is a factory making proteins to build and strengthen the body. No other substance can pass through that nucleus wall except human mRNA. It is considered trustworthy to carry and deliver the messages issued. I once heard a plant virologist describe mRNA or messenger RNA like a shopping trolley. You can load whatever you want into it and it will transport it to the intended destination. Now, this works well when the human body is not interfered with. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Messenger RNA faithfully carries the instructions issued by the unique DNA dwelling in the nucleus citadel. Did you know that every single strand of human DNA is marked with the name of God? How, you ask? Because there are sulfide bonds holding together the two strands that make up the DNA. And these bonds occur after the 10th pair of nucleotides, again after the 5th pair and the 6th pairs later, and then again 5 pairs later. The 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Yud. The 5th letter is Hey. The 6th letter is Vav. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey spells H-Y-W-Y. Because V is also double U and W or double V. I will say it again. God's name is on every living chromosome. You were made in his image and sealed with the name of your creator. Every cell in your body is hallmarked. And it is this very divine hallmark that the enemy desires to obliterate by injecting loaded messenger mRNA into cells. One can sneak fragments of foreign enemy DNA through carefully guarded nuclear walls and unload their contents into the scroll of DNA that God wrote for you. That's like pasting some pages of a counterfeit author's book into the middle of the construction blueprint God wrote. What is actually happening is that the name of God written into the sulfide bond arrangement in the DNA scroll is being erased. The beautiful scroll engraved by God to create man in his image is sabotaged, and from that moment of splicing onward, instead of instructions being released from the palace for life and health and security of the body, the inserted DNA loads up the messenger RNA trolley with instructions for the protein factory in the cell outside the palace to start manufacturing enemy spike proteins. The protein factory just does what it's told. Whatever order arrived from headquarters are immediately carried out. To put it simply, once the potion is injected into the body, every single citadel guarding the scroll signed with the name of the creator within you is hijacked and forced to issue instructions to manufacture weapons of death, which will not only kill you at some point but also the people around you. It is a cleverly engineered coup on a worldwide scale to throw off the rulership of God over his creation. So who is behind this dastardly plot? What does Psalm 2.2 say? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break the bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The word for band means bond, halter, or restraint. It is not the carefully placed sulfide bonds that depict YHWY's name, which are disrupted and broken asunder by the vaccine contents. The word cord in Hebrew also means entwined, rope, or thick bows. Is the DNA not entwined like a rope? Perhaps you can now see the plan of the kings of the earth, the elite, who are banding together and arranging themselves against the Lord. The plan is to hijack his creation and destroy his image, remove his signature, transform the human body into a genetically modified part human, part computer, which can be controlled externally. Sounds like science fiction, but it is tragically the truth. Satan hates all who are made in God's image. Every earthen vessel that is intended to become a dwelling place of the Spirit, receiving daily communication from the throne room of heaven, for centuries he has been content to defile the bodies and souls of men by luring them into sin of every kind, but always his greatest ambition has been to sit in the place intended only for God in the human body. Boy, I think there's a lot from this, so, you know, you may take some of this and say, look, that's not for me, but you look at a lot of what it's saying, and it is very interesting, isn't it? It is very interesting. The DNA. Now, obviously, the smuggling in of the death warrant to the God and throne room involves deception. No one would allow such an intrusion if it was advertised by its true content. The coup is enacted under the guise of the delivery of a basket of wishes for health and happiness. Revelation 18 speaks of the judgment that is incurred by those who carry out this deception. As you read the selected verse, remember that the Greek word translated as sorcery is pharmakeia or pharmakia, the word from which we get pharmacy or dispenser of medicine. Revelation 18.23, for your merchants were the great ones of the earth, for by your sorceries all nations were deceived. So it is pharmaceutical deceptions which are employed to pull the wool over the eyes of all the nations. A strong delusion is released so that a people believe in a lie. The Greek for delusion comes from a root word meaning deceiver or imposter. So the reoccurring theme is deception. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince the world that he didn't exist, which brings destruction. No surprise that pharmakia also means witchcraft. And I always said that, didn't I, that these jabs are like black magic. Comes from a root word meaning drug or poisoner. Poison is intended to induce the death of the victim. The word tells us that the life is in the blood. It is surely no coincidence that the foreign spike proteins that the human body is forced to produce after it is hijacked induce the blood clots, which in turn cause fatal heart attacks and strokes. Pharmakia. Crazy folks, huh? The fallen angels. This seems to be a showdown between the forces of good and evil. There is an attempt to entrap the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve in an endgame for the end times in which human generations are terminated by Terminator gene technology. And don't forget, folks, remember the Terminator gene technology in Monsanto seeds. Do you remember that so long ago? Monsanto's Terminator seeds. They actually, I mean, if you look at a seed of nature, that if you look at that, if you look at a seed of nature, a seed, a tree that you grow and it seeds again, and it, that is life and rebirth, reincarnation of that plant. The plant goes on, the birds eat the seeds, they fly, they poo, the seeds are in the poo and it grows again, you know what I mean? That we have organic non-hybrid seeds and we grow in our gardens and that continues and the gardens get better and stronger over time. Monsanto developed Terminator seeds. That once you plant them, they grow one time and then they die and you can never grow them again. Does this not connect with what we are talking about now? That they actually are taking away our God-given ability to reincarnate and to live on after we die, this type of thing, you know what I mean? Terminated by terminated gene technology that is intent on eradicating our kind from the earth. Oh, we will go on, though probably in significantly diminished numbers. And that's us, folks. But if the globalists get their way as a consequence of too many willing dupes and stupid sheep and collaborators and trolls and scumbags and evils going along with their program because all these fuckwits think that they have a seat at the big boys' table and they don't, we may soon be getting the VMAT2 Funvax God Gene Deleting RNA vaccine. And if we do, it will be the end of we, Homo sapiens. If the Luciferians get their wish, we will become Homo psychopathicus. Not an evolutionary advance, but de-evolutionary degeneration into a morally retarded creature suffering from spiritually arrested development. It is a sorry fate and not one to be envied, but it is perhaps the consequence of turning away from God and relying on a form of science that, far from being God responsive, was God dismissive, and look where it's got us. And look at that law that they passed in Chile. They passed a law there to protect the rights of mutants. Mutants. Monsters, basically. Non-humans. And whatever happens to these people or whatever they start becoming, they want to put laws in place so you can't discriminate them against them. You know, it's like that scene in Total Recall where he goes into the bar and there's all the freaks, genetic freaks. It's crazy, isn't it? We must fight to the death. We must fight to the death, all of us. And I am not kidding. To keep these God gene deleting RNA vaccines out of our systems and our children's bodies, we must do everything that we humanly possibly can. And if we go out of this world, we need to go out in a natural manner. Not through suicide. But if they're going to take us out, then if there's a way out, I'd rather be executed than be vaccinated. Because I'd rather go out in a natural way with my genes, my God gene, my blood and everything and all those works intact. I'm not getting this shit put into my body. But we're moving into very scary times. Because if this goes ahead with the WHO, we will lose our bodily autonomy, our human rights, our health rights. You will have no choice. Some people don't believe this. And I tend to think I agree with that. But look at what they're doing. It's totally criminal. We are being run by psychopathic criminals who do not care about any rule of any law, and they are doing what they want. We have to survive in any possible way that we can. We have to arm ourselves if we need. We have to fight back in any way we need to. Even if it means killing others, it doesn't matter. Because sometimes that's what needs to be done in these circumstances. If you have to take another life to protect yourself and your family, you must do that. If they're trying to get this into your body, it is an important thing. These are Luciferians, and they're trying to erase our souls. I knew this from the start, and nobody listened to me. And I sounded like a nutcase. And I'm going back when this all first started. I started going through it in my head, and I just didn't want to say anything for a while. But now it's all starting to fall into place. And as I said, some people might not be into God and all of this stuff. But you can take sections of what I just read out and apply it to what we're seeing today. You just have to. And you look at what this says at the end. I'll read it out again. They want to delete the God gene through the mRNA jabs. And if... And so the Luciferians, if they get their wish, humanity will become homo psychopathicus. Not an evolutionary advance, but a de-evolutionary degeneration into a morally retarded creature suffering from spiritually arrested development. Please think about that and what's going to start happening to people. I'm sad. But we must move on, protect ourselves. We are the few. And we have to navigate forward. Really do, folks. I always knew with these jabs that this rabbit hole goes far, far, far deeper than any of us could ever imagine. And I knew from day one that this was a war on our souls, man. And I don't think they can actually kill the energy. You know what I mean? We talked about this with Barry Eaton. He's written three books on the afterlife. That energy, the consciousness field that is attached to you with an invisible umbilical cord, if you just look at it like that, and at a certain stage of a baby's development in utero, that energy comes into play, into the child. And then you have this living conscious thing in there. That's why these satanic evil predators want to trick women into thinking, or parents into thinking, that it's okay to terminate babies at full term. Because they're psychopathic devils. Psychopathic devils. Demons. Who feed on death and suffering and fear. They want to kill babies in utero where the soul has entered that little body in there. They want to poison it with ultrasound attack and then discard it and pull it out from the body and chop it up and inject it back into stupid sheep. That's what they want to do. That's what they are doing, and that's what they've done for a long time. Because they're sick, demonic entities. And so many people on planet Earth that maybe at one point were human are turning into these ghouls as well. And so it makes sense if the baby's growing in utero, then there's that implementation of the spirit, of the energy. It makes sense that when you die, that energy is again released out the other end, in through the door of birth and out through the door of death. So that consciousness field, when our body dies, our consciousness rejoins that field. I don't think that they can take away that field because it's beyond anything. That consciousness field that we all ultimately belong to. But what I do think is they're trying to cut the pathway in between, the connection to that field. You know, the path to that field can be cut off, so there's no way of reaching it anymore. Maybe there's a way to reach it if you can really do that. I don't know. But that's what I think this technology is doing in those jabs. It's cutting off that connection. You know, not cutting off the spiritual field, the consciousness field, the energy field that's waiting for you on the other side. As a human, they're cutting you off and you're being abandoned on this side of the river and you can't get across because they've taken out the bridge. Through the technology that they've been working on for centuries in medicine to do this. It's a very interesting concept, I think. And you know what? Even if it's not true, I don't want to take the risk. That's why it's so deeply frightening and disturbing to me to see relatives and people that I know just going down and opening up their, you know, pulling up their sleeve and getting that stuff injected into their bodies without even questioning it. I actually have friends that I grew up with. I don't speak to them anymore. I've lost almost every old friend. And it's sad, but we move on. And I tried to tell some that I grew up with and they mocked me. They mocked me and laughed at me, and I was saying, how can you, you've got kids, man, like, just wait it out like I am, don't rush, you don't need to, just wait. And they went down and they made a mockery of it. You know, it's like putting a bullet in a gun and spinning the barrel around and clicking the gun trigger at your head and laughing. It's just insane that people would be so willing to destroy themselves and their very souls because of propaganda. They just seem so sick in the head now. I don't know what's happened to them, and I can't connect with them anymore. And you know what, in this situation of survival, because that's what it is, I can't keep turning around and running back and trying to pick these people up. I can't. I think it is time that we find our tribe and we dig in with our communities and we go from there. There's just no way back now. These people that are getting these jabs, I don't know what to say. I understand there's a lot of people who may have had one and they regret it so deeply. All I would say to them, if you want to get on board, just try and find ways to get that shit out of your body and find out ways. I'm sure there's people that can help you. But as I said, this technology, it's so deep-rooted and so sinister and diabolical that I think it goes far, far beyond what we could even comprehend. You know what I mean? In 10 years, if we know more about the technology in these jabs, then we're still going to be 100 years behind of what it really is doing. It's almost like I said before, it's erasing our God-given organic genes and blood work and replacing it with its own alien blood work and genes. It's scaffolding its own. It's absolutely crazy. It's like a possession. But we know more each day and we just go off that. But we know enough now to stay the fucking hell away from this shit and never allow that. And I will go with that you always, always have the right on this planet to say no. That's why these Freemasons, these devils, are always trying to trick us. They want you to contract with them and then fall into their trap. You must always, always say no, and they cannot touch you. If they try to do it, then as I said, it's the end of the world and this is war. But that day hasn't come yet. And no matter what tricks they have, and no matter how many new variants and how many fake monkeypox fucking shit viruses they come up with, which is all bullshit to cover for all the injuries we're seeing from the initial jabs, and they got a lot more coming because so many people are going to get so many horrific injuries and conditions going wrong with their bodies, and so many things happening that they're going to bring in all sorts of fake diseases and viruses that existed before that might match the symptoms that those people are having, and they're going to make a pandemic out of it to cover over the chaos from those jabs and people's bodies just going crazy. Don't forget, when you come in and you try to wipe away human consciousness and our DNA and our souls, this is going to be ugly, you know. And then later on, they're going to have non-humans, Blade Runners, you know. But things are going to get ugly. But we must stay positive, stay focused, keep learning, keep searching, keep sharing, and keep finding true friends and soulmates and people out there who connect with what we're saying and form those communities, no matter how small. Form those bonds for life with people like us. And do it privately. Because once you know this stuff, people will come to you. You will meet people. That's why I do this. That's why we have this small community within the website. It's just to go down this road. This is not going to be for everyone. If I put this out there, people might just say you're a fuckwit, Adam. And I understand that. This is just conversations that I like to have here. That I, you know, And in this community. That's why it's important you keep emailing me and you send me through stuff. We have a community going here. It's just so critical. Now, if you have loved ones, family members, anyone around you that you care about who are not jabbed, who are thinking like us, boy, treasure that relationship and actually make it better and work on it. You know what I mean? Work on that relationship based on what we're talking about tonight and realize and understand how important that is. If you have relationships with people that are on side and are not jabbed and understand what we're saying, but those relationships or those people you haven't seen for a while, get in contact with them again and start it up again. Bring these people back into your life and start that connection going again because it's so important that you yourselves are sitting around and having these conversations with people that you care about. And it's critical. For those folks out there, husbands and wives and kids, and you're like listening to this or you know this information and none of you are jabbed and you have a family unit, maybe mum and dad aren't, this is absolutely fantastic. If you're living in a family unit where you're being isolated because they're all getting the jabs and they want you to join the cult and you're not getting along with them anymore, try to make it work. If you can't, try to find other people like us who you can connect with. It will make the world of difference. And the best way to do that is head out to any kind of events or protests or anything like that. Go on to social media outlets. Come on to our social media outlets. That's what it's really there for. Get in my members area and chat away and meet those guys. Come on to the Telegram channel and there might be people on there that are in your area and you can go and have a coffee with them. You know, I know this is happening all over the place and it's just important, even if it's just one person. It's really important to do that. You know, you wear a t-shirt out, someone could see your t-shirt and say, you know what, I agree with that. How you go? My name's this. You know, where are you from? You want to meet up next week for a beer? This kind of stuff. It's important that we make human connection They're trying to degrade us, humiliate us. That's what the monkey pox thing is. It's just humiliation now. It's mocking. It's mockery. That's what Freemasons do. They mock you as they destroy us. Or they get us to destroy ourselves. Sorry. That's what they're doing. We're destroying ourselves and they're laughing at us. They're doing it through manipulation. They're manipulating us to cut our own throats. I've always said that. But if you say no, they can't do it. They can just try and get in there and manipulate you to do it. But if you absolutely say no, what can they do? They will try to scare the hell out of you, but at the end of the day, you keep saying no, you're going to go toe-to-toe where? All the way to the edge, and what are they going to do? They're going to kill you? You know? No, 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 no matter how scary it gets. I don't care if they're about to throw you off a cliff or put a bullet in your head, you say no. No. They're going to bluff you all the way to that very edge to get you to give in. Yeah? And do it to yourself. But you just keep saying no. All right, folks. We'll chat again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for your support. Great chatting with you tonight, of course. Send me any links to do with this or what I've said or any comments or anything you want to add on. If you don't agree with something or you want to, you know, add something into what I've said or you've got more info, whatever it is, send it through. I don't get sensitive about it because I'm learning myself. So don't worry about that. If you have a disagreement or you want to add something, let me know. That's fine. It's all part of the learning curve here as we move forward. I just find some of this information and really, really interesting to read through and go over and talk about and discuss. Chat soon, guys.